Welcome to an on radio evolution revolution with DJ Demaru. Sorry for the miss connection. We're live now, August 2nd, 2022 from Kootenay Lake. I'm glad I made it. I did not add my username and password to this account. I'm in my studio for the first time, broadcasting live. Normally, I'm in my little study and decided to change around a little bit. So, today we are talking about recursive recursions and all these loop that happens in programming in different part of the world and also in the mind. In Linux, the name itself is a grammatical recursion, I think, where Linux means Linux is not Unix, which doesn't answer the question what Linux mean, because Linux is not Unix, and that loops forever. So GNU, like in the chat, OptFX said GNU not Unix, it's another recursion like that. And Bing from Microsoft, their search engine, Bing is not Google. So these words are created as infinite recursive grammatical concepts. And in programming, recursion can be used for different things. Interesting, people are able to publish on the chat some link there. All right. Sorry. Seems like the comm is doing weird stuff. In programming, you use recursion all the time, and for graphic and creating objects like Mentor Sponge, for example, where you create a recursion in a function and it creates beautiful graphics or kind of patterns that can be recursive. Something maybe a bit closer to home, these Russian dolls that are called Matryoshka doll, where you have a little doll and then bigger doll in a bigger doll in a bigger doll, is also what we would call a recursion. And hold on a second. And in graphic design, and there's something called the Drosty effect. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but is you create an image, and within that image, you add that image again in that image that will have the same image. Slush Puppy, they are maybe a Canadian. I don't know if it's in the U.S., the Slush Puppy. But the Slush Puppy in Canada, at least, it was a puppy who was holding a slush. And on the slush, there was a puppy holding a slush. And on the slush, there was a puppy holding a slush. So that's what is called a droste, not sure how to pronounce that. Can I see the pronunciation? I don't understand. Droste? Anyway. So it's an image in an image in an image, infinitely recursive. So recursion are very important in programming and in general logic because it referred to itself. But interestingly, it's a concept that can also be applied in yoga and meditation. So we'll explore today how recursion can be useful, positive or negatively, in your mind and how to go about it. Let's start with La Belle Orchestra with Émotion du Vide, which is the emotion of the void. Thank you. This was a prelude in LaBelle album called Orchestra. LaBelle is a composer, modern composer, and a very interesting character to discover between his electronic composition and orchestral composition. We are talking today on Evolution Revolution with Recursion. In the chat, Abort Retry Fail was saying recursion is using the return stack of a data structure. So recursion creates a loop by itself because it refers to itself. But it's not just a loop saying like while true, do something, and the loop goes infinitely. It's something that self-reference. And in the idea of self-reference that can be applied in design or natural language, one of the very clear symbol of that is a symbol called the Ouroboros. I don't know how to pronounce that in English. There's so many French-sounding words there. Ouroboros is the symbol of the snake or the dragon swallowing its own tail. Now, this symbol is often looked at as the cycle of reincarnation, where we're stuck within that cycle of reincarnating forever, or some of this idea of material world feeding the spiritual world. And at the same time, there's something really really stuck in, if you look at the snake eating its own tail. It's a symbol that's been around for a very, very, very long time. They traced it back to even like some depiction of the Ouroboros in Egyptian painting. And I assume everybody uses it in a bit of a different way. But one thing that it's clear, if a snake is eating its own tail, it's not going to live very long. It's going to be stuck for a long time, you know, feeding yourself. Where do you go from there? When I was in retreat, one thing that I discovered in my exploration of the mind is some of these process, these mental process can be almost deadly, right? That if you are stuck in a certain way of thinking about the world, you might as well be dead. Interestingly, within my research of this idea of self-reference and this kind of use of recursion in the language, recursion in logic, I came across the Epimenides paradox. These are Greek word. I'm not sure if it's the English pronunciation of Epimenides or Epimenides. Anyway, and one of their one of the sentence that this Greek semi-mythical Greek person was saying is, "I am a liar," or "people are liars," and this is a paradox because if I say I'm lying, right now, if I say I'm lying, that's true. So then I'm not lying because I'm saying I'm lying. So therefore, I'm not a liar because I say the truth. So my sentence is untruth. But then I said a lie because it was truth. So it create that kind of infinite recursion in logic. And in one of the myth or one of the story there, there were some ancient Greek trying to kind of resolve that kind of logic issue, thinking about this infinite loop created by a very simple sentence of saying like I lie. So one of the myths was that a logician or a Greek philosopher was pondering about the question for years and years until he committed suicide about that. And probably a myth, but kind of expressing how just an idea that it kind of blocks your own logic can lead to your own demise. And it's something I think it happens a lot more often than we think in our own life. We do create these logic that cannot be broken and cannot be kind of resolved. And then we're kind of stuck within that. And this is for me a way of discovering how if you only live your life from a logical perspective, if you remove everything that is illogical or non-proven and you rely 100% in the logic of the thought process and the language, then there's going to be some very, very powerful trap and loopholes like this type of they call it the liar paradox. So these paradoxes are created from the language, from our logic. So this is also applicable like to like day-to-day life, and we'll explore some of these ideas right after this nice droning song from Polypore called Source. Listening to DJ Demaru, aka Jeff, in the chat room. The show is called Evolution Revolution, and streaming live from my studio this morning. So my music is a lot more relaxing, a lot more ambient, and I have some classic as well. And today we're talking about recursion. We are preparing for a retreat this coming August 26th for the new moon. And I'm in the process of changing my life around from sitting in front of a computer all day long to teaching more meditation and yoga and writing and doing Thai massage and hot stone massage and all these techniques that I used to do in Montreal a few years ago. When was that? Almost 20 years ago or 15 years ago. So it's just coming back to a more spiritual, in big quote, life. Something more connecting with humans and having fun on the land and doing meditation and such. So our process, me and my partner, is to get back to this lifestyle. So we're changing from what we have been doing for a while to something that we would really like to do for kind of the rest of our life, or something, you know, a nice change of pace, change of direction in our life, a bit of a 180 change. And the retreat that we're gonna have will also be about helping other people to figure out how they want to bring that change in their life. So doing it ourselves as we bring other people to do that change for themselves. And the process of doing it is what we want to do. It's kind of self-referencing, like we're doing what we want people to learn how to do, but the process of doing it is already part of how we're doing it. It's a recursion. And that's why I'm talking about recursion this morning, because I like that these concepts in programming. You can create what it's called Menger sponge or fractals with these recursive function. And like I was talking earlier, in logic, these recursion can be infinite and almost deadly. What I realized in some of my study with yoga is that we create these ideas or these archetypes that we accept. And we create a reality around us with these concepts, and they become very solid. It's like, this is what I am, this is what I do, and then we go about our life. They're very important in the early development of our life to create stability and understanding of our natural world so that we can survive and we don't jump off a cliff because we know it's high, and if we hit the ground at that speed, we will probably die, or we don't jump in front of a car, and you know, all these kind of basic survival skills. But there's a lot more that we create throughout our development, and and what I've discovered is sometime we create knowledge that is there's people chatting on the comm there about Beavis and Butthead. I won't share that. Sometimes we create ideas that are a recursion in themselves and that are very hard to get out of. I'll give a very simple example, but some people are afraid to be afraid, for example. And this fear to be afraid makes it very hard to experience anything. And if you leave it unchecked, you start not doing anything with your life because you're afraid to be afraid. And this goes in cycles, and it becomes paralyzing because you don't want to initiate anything because you might be afraid. So you're afraid of being afraid, and then it just keeps on going, and it doesn't kind of stop. It keeps on looping, and the mind cannot keep on evolving from there. This is a very silly example, well, simple example, but I've seen that often when people are talking about that. Similarly, the ideas of like loving the idea of love type of thing. And you can see this kind of recursion happening. It's not about wanting love itself. It is just loving the concept of love. And then from there, missing the whole point of love in a certain sense, because if you love love, then what is love? Well, it's what I love, but then, you know, it keeps on spinning around. And then if you're like, well, I'm looking for love, and the only definition of love is what you love, then it's really hard to find. So these are just like very simple example of what I've seen happening when I was studying more my ideas, and seeing how sometimes reflection would just going round and round and round and round and round. Like this idea of self-love, or, you know, self-loathing, and how these ideas will go in around. So if you don't like yourself, then, you know, you go in circles of trying to do something, but you don't like yourself, so why would you do something? And then you'd like to be something else because you don't like who you are. But as long as you don't like who you are, you cannot become something else. And so this is a very important lesson in what it's called liberation. I know it's a big word, liberation, but in kind of letting go of these patterns in your mind that limit and stop you from doing what you want with your life. So these recursion, they can be very powerful in one way, and they can be very creative, they can be very self-generating energy in your mind, but they can also be loophole that will stop you from moving forward. So when you're reflecting on concept, it's really important to see what type of archetype and what type of concept that you've created in your mind, and how to revisit them often. In the yoga school that I've been studying here for a few years, Yashodhara Ashram, there's this idea of kind of questioning your concepts, and once in a while revisiting concepts. And concepts like, you know, self-love, or concept like just love in general. What does it mean, and how does it feel? And kind of revisiting these so you don't get stuck in loops and keep on for your whole life pursuing some goals that might never happen. Let's continue in music with Floating Point and Lucerne Valley.
Thank you.
This was Floating Points from the album Reflection, Moja V Desert, and the song was called Lucerne Valley. I really enjoyed their this band who blends electronic music and guitar and very gentle. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution. It's my 42nd live show. Almost a year. That's fun. I started the show almost a year ago. That's, 42, so we have 9 more weeks, 2 more months. Yeah, okay. Not a year, but 42. It's close to 52 weeks. So anyway, I started the show not a year ago, and talking about what I love most, evolution, revolution, activism in spirituality, meditation and yoga and all these things. And today we're talking about recursions and how they can be affecting your life and how can you be using them for your own good. Recursions can get you stuck if you're living just from logic and observing only logic. The mind will kind of get itself stuck into certain patterns. I'd love to be able to reference that quote or that idea, but I don't have a reference for that. But I was reading about putting a jinx on somebody or like cursing somebody. And the way it was explained, it was a long time ago that I read that, kind of at the beginning of the internet, pretty much. I was chatting on a witchcraft or Wicca chat, and somebody was referencing a book of how to put curse on people and how easy it is when you are able to create some sort of recursive thoughts so that the person gets stuck with it. And then they keep on thinking about that. And then they're, the idea will kind of simmer in someone's mind and won't be able to get out. And that made me very aware of how people interact with us and will shape our reality. Some people will say one sentence one day, and that sentence will just kind of stick in your mind forever and kind of shape the way you evolve, the way you change, and the way you do things. And that made me realize, like, it could be a curse, or it could be a positive thing as well, of course. This kind of recursive non-explainable, so this kind of infinite loop that you cannot really logically explain or get out of, it gets stuck in the mind. So there's a lot of that within practice of meditation, where it's not about explaining everything. So it's not about finding the why. Why am I like this? Why is the word like that? These are questions that would continue as an infinite loop, because there's always going to be another why and another why and another why. And kids are good for that. Like, why? Why is that? Why is that? And it just keeps on going. And it's the symbol of the Ouroboros, where the snake is eating its own tail. It just keeps on going. And I'm following or getting to sit with a native person here in the Kootenays, in the Blackfoot tradition. And every time somebody asks the question why, it's like, no, that don't go with the why. The why goes in the head, and the what I can do or how I can do something, you come back to the heart or where you can do an action on it. So the mind, as powerful and logic it is, it has these loopholes that will get you going kind of forever. And if it's a negative spin, then it's going to go negative for a long time. If it's a self-loathing, self-hatred type of idea, it's just going to keep on going until you realize that you're stuck with a certain idea. But there's also, as you know, since it's powerful, there's also very, you know, positive things that you can do with these iterations, these recursions, and these ideas. One of them, I don't know where it came from to me, but it was just this idea that everything I see around me has been built by humans. I am a human, therefore I can build everything. And there was just this kind of loop of like, oh, okay. And it leveled out the whole world in that sentence. And then I saw politicians to just be humans, and that, you know, they're the same, or, you know, the richest person to the poorest person, or the most intelligent person to the dumbest person. They're just a few, you know, nanosecond apart in that sense. We're so alike and everything is possible. And that kind of set me up in the course of like, yeah, everything is possible and I can do whatever I want because, you know, everything around me has been built by human. I am human, therefore I can do everything. Another type of kind of loop or recursion that was taught to me by my Thai massage teacher, Kamtai Chow, who started the Lotus Palm School of Thai Massage in Montreal. When he was teaching his Thai massage, he was explaining with this concept that learning is a four-slice pie. He always liked to have reference to food. So he was saying that learning is this four-slice pie. The first slice is what your teacher teach you. The second slice is what you remember from what you receive as a teaching. The third slice is what you end up practicing. And the fourth slice is what you end up teaching. So the learning process divided in these four parts, and it becomes this recursion that in order to learn more, you have to teach more. And then whatever you teach get interpreted in a bit of a different way and practice in a bit of a different way, and people start teaching on their own. And this is something that inspires me, that inspired me as well to get this second retreat here with the group that we have. The three of us are organizing this other retreat, where the idea is really to find out your passion and how to nourish that passion and to take action on it. And we're doing that by doing it ourselves. So our own passion, our own goals would be to have retreats and teach people yoga and meditation, create community around these ideas, like-minded people to get together. The idea of growing communities of like-minded people has become very central to our day-to-day activities. Within the last few years, it felt there was a lot of division in the world and a lot of tension. People were for something or against something or for that or against that. And fueled by medias and all that sphere of information being fed to us. And it made it really clear that bringing community and taking time to figure out what you want to do with your life has become quite important. And that's something that we're moving forward with for our own self and inviting people to do that. You can read a bit more about that, hansa3.org. site will be updated shortly, I think today. And yeah, we'll talk a bit more about this in a second after The Funk Hunter with Delhi to Dublin. Listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, live from Kootenay Lake. Today, August 2nd, 2022, we are talking about Recursion, and we just heard a remix from The Funk Hunter, Delhi to Dublin, a remix from Moontrix. Moontrix that used to live here in Nelson, and yeah, we saw him in show often. I think they moved out east for some reason. Maybe the smoke, maybe the mountain were too beautiful. But yeah, really like what they're doing. So recursions and how to use a recursion in your practice. In day-to-day practice, it's interesting to observe how your thoughts might be creating recursions. But one of the biggest recursions that we can look into, of course, and I always talk about that, but is the dream yoga, where you have your own self within your own self. The dream is a perfect recursion where you have your conscious self behaving or existing within a world created by your own self. So you have a world of things around you that is your mind, and you are yourself in there. So it's a very strange world, the dream world. When you think about it, you're an actor within your own theater of symbolism. And dream yoga is really about breaking that recursion by realizing that you're dreaming, therefore you're in control of this whole reality. So when you're in your dream, and if you're not aware that you're in a dream, you just go about as if it was a normal day, and then you just suffer or enjoy whatever you're dreaming about. Once you realize that you're dreaming, then you can start controlling, changing, making it your own. Of course, you have to keep a very gentle awareness about it. If you're getting too excited in your dream yoga, you wake up, and if you lose awareness, then you fall asleep. And some teaching of dream yoga explain that this process of coming out of that recursive life is similar to the liberation that you can experience in your life. How it's explained is everything that is around you. Of course, it's not your mind which created a door and the tree and the water and all that stuff, but it's your mind that interpret all of these. So everything has its own symbolism that is analyzed by your own self. So a door will mean different thing for different people. A car will be, for some people, a car is just transportation. So the car can look like anything as long as it rolls on the pavement, you're good to go. Some people will see a car as a symbol of their own success or failure. So they have a very different relationship with cars. So everybody have a different interpretation of the reality around them. And similarly to the dream, you're somehow creating that relationship with the external world. So in dream yoga, when you become aware that you're dreaming, you can control that dream to go however you want to go about. But in your own life, the teaching of Dream Yoga is that you could do the same in your own life so that you're not attached to the symbolism of your waking life, but you can change completely that relationship. So that's another recursion that is important to understand in yoga and meditation, is that our mind create the relationship that we have with our environment. And it's very seldom that environment is really kind of negative. And it's often our own interpretation of what reality feels like. So that's something that I would like to bring as well in the future retreat and workshop that we're going to do here, is really to observe how the mind does that. And if you are able to be aware during your day, you might start to realize that all of these moments that feels less enjoyable, less comfortable, often is created by your own interpretation of that. Same thing as moments that are very enjoyable will be very different for different people. But at one point that was chosen. It was something that was created. And it's always kind of really enlightening when you start realizing that you choose happiness or sadness or any emotion, often based in kind of social construct or things that we've learned in the past, how to react rain is bad, sun is good, you know, temperature over a certain degree is too hot, temperature under a certain degree is too cold, and you know, you find happiness when temperature is right around 22 degree in the shade or something, and when it's kind of partially sunny, but you know, just all these concepts that will make or break your day. And these are all kind of self-reference reality. Like, they don't need to be like that. It was decided at one point. You've created an archetype about it. But then all that can be, you know, broken down, thrown away if you want to, and created anew. And everything can be enjoyable. Continue in music with the Rejoicer, Clouds of Me, from their album Energy Dream. Thank you. You're listening to DJ Damaru Evolution Revolution live on anonradio.net, a underground community funded radio that is hosted on the server sdf.org. SDF is a public Linux Unix server where you can get an account for free, and if you are the type who can get on SSH and log in, you can come in the comm section there and chat with us. It's sometime related about the radio show that's happening, sometime related about everything else in the world. It's always fun to chat. I've quitted all social network and pretty much all news network that I used to follow, and I got more time in my life and I can play music and draw, and now I can have a radio show and chat with people there. It's a nice community. Definitely more technical and geeky and retro computing than I could be, but I'm super happy to be able to broadcast this show. It's all recorded on the archive.